V'yomrim lefneim divrei shiros v'shizbachos. They used to say, like shiros v'shizbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They used to give back shir, praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi says it means zorken oisam kapi mala. They would be throwing upwards their torches. Or mekablen oisam, like jogging with it. And they would receive the torches.
Yeah.
And the Levim had their kinur, had their harps. So it says Valavim Bichinoris over Nevolim, that's the lorries, over Matzaltim, that's the cymbals, over Chatzaitzroi, that's the trumpets, over Chlishir, and other types of musical instruments, Beloy Mispar, without a limit. They had many of them. Now Al Chomesh, that's what Levian had, all these instruments, Bishas the Shir, when they were singing by the Simcha Beis HaShoreiva. Now Al Chomesh, Asara Mailos, on the 15 steps, Hayordois that were going down, Me Ezras Yisroel, Le Ezras Noshim. There were 15 steps going down from the top Ezras Yisroel to the down Ezras Noshim. Kineged Chomesh Asara Mailos, like Shira Malson Shel Batilim. Connected the 15 Shiram Alasim that there are in Tehillim, the last 15 Shiram Alasim, and that's what they sing by the Simcha Beis HaShoreiva. Shaleyem Levi'im Oimdim, on these 15 steps, the Levi'im used to stand, Bechli Shir, with these instruments, V'Oimrim Shira, and they would say Shira then, by the Simcha Beis HaShoreiva. The Omdu Shnei Kahanim B'Shar Elyon, and two Kahanim were standing by the top gate, by the Shar Elyon, Sheyorid Miezras Yisroel Yezras Noshim, that top gate that was leading to come down from the Ezras Yisroel to the Ezras Noshim, Ushnei Chatzaitzras B'Yodayim, and they had two trumpets in the hand. Now Koro HaGever, the caller used to call out, Tiku V'Riyah V'Tiku, make a Tkiya, blow the Shofar, then Hariyah, make a Trua, then V'Tiku, blow it again. Hegiya L'Malo Asiris, then when they came down to the tenth step, Tiku again, they would blow again the shofar, v'riyu, and again make a trua, v'taku, blow again. Hegiyu li'azor, then they came down to the Ezras Noshim, again, tiku v'riyu v'tiku. Then somehow the gears say, giyu l'karka, tiku v'riyu l'karbataku. When they came down to the ground, they also had again a tkiya, a trua, and a tkiya. Now, while you take in the holchen, they would keep on blowing the shofar, atshe megiyin l'shar ha'yotzim mizrach, until they came to the gate that you leave the azor on the east side. When they came to the gate that lets you go out on the Mizrach side, they turned their faces around, from the east to the west. The Yomer, like before they were leaving the Azor, the Beis Hamikdash, they turned their faces backwards and said like this, our fathers that were in this place, their backs were toward the Hechel, O Pneyim Kedma, and their faces were towards the east side. O Mishtachvim Kedma, La Shemesh, they will be bowing down to the Shemesh, to the sun. Like Rashi says, that B'Beis HaRishon, by the first Beis HaMikdash, Hayu Kaifrin, they were Kaifrin Hashem, they didn't believe in Hashem. V'Hayu Pneyim Labayis, they didn't face towards the Beis HaMikdash. El Achareim, the back was to the Heichel. So that's a pasuk in Yecheskel. So they said, like, we're not doing that like our fathers did, but we all know Lekha, we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Einenu, our eyes are towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yehuda said like this, they said, Hoyu Shainin, they was repeated, V'yomrim, and said like this, Anu Lekha, U Lekha Einenu, we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our eyes are also towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mora says, Tana Rabbonim, look at the brace like this, whoever did not see the Simcha Beis HaShoreiva, he never saw a Simcha. He didn't see what happiness really means. Whoever did not see Yerushalayim, when it's beautiful, when it's teferis, when it's greatness, never saw a beautiful city. Like ever. No, you never saw a beautiful city the way Yerushalayim used to look. Whoever did not see the Beis Hamikdash when it was built up, never saw a nice building in his life. Zamar says, Mahi, which Beis Hamikdash are we talking about? This is the binyan that Hurdis fixed up. So Rashi says, Mai means Ezim in Abinyonim shall Shloim Yoshin Nechemia Ben Chakliya, or shall Hurdis, Shesasu Bano, Hurdis also broke down the Beis Hamikdash and built it up again. So where it says now, it means when Hurdis built up the Beis Hamikdash. The Omar Rav said like this, the Avna Shisha, he had, that means marble, like it had a color of yellow, Avna Shisha, Umimomo. And some say also was like with white marble. And Nika the army, some say, Biavna Shisha Kuchla. Some say, no, this marble had another color to it. It was like a red. It was a red color to it. Or Mirma, and also this white. Now, Afik Shofa. Some say it means yellow and blue and white it had on it. Kits was colorful marbles. Now, Afik Shofa, the aisle Shofa. It was like one row was coming out and one row was going in. Ki Echad Lakabli Sida. In order that you'll be able to put good plaster there and hold it in place. Now, Sova Lemishoyim Bedahava. What he wanted to do was smear the whole outside of it with gold. After he made it look beautiful, he wanted to make it more beautiful and put gold on the whole outside. Is Omrulei Rabbon. Rabbon said, Shafku, leave it alone. Tihochi Shapetzvei. It's nicer the way it is right now that you have this seed, the white line. Timischazi Kiyadurta, Tiyoma. It looks like the waves of the sea. So that's a nicer thing, looking like the waves of the sea, that's nicer. So Rashi learns, Kegalia Yam Shahavonim Mishunim Boreim, these stones look different, Zumizu, Vainayim Hamastaklas Bem Shaitas Miras Kilogalayam Hemlodivinoim. Looking at these beautiful stones, make it look as if the waves are moving. So it's nicer the way it is right now. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda used to say, Mishalai Roy, the Yofustin, Shalachsandria, Shalmitzrayim. Whoever did not like two big palaces that were made there in Mitzrayim, two big places, is whoever did not see this, is Leroy Bechvoidim Shal Yisrael. Never saw what it really means to see the Kvoidim Shal Yisrael, the honor of Yisrael. Omru, they said, Kemin Besilki Gedel, was like a tremendous big room. Hoiso, Satel Lefnim Misatif. Means Lishiva Sorim Shalachsandria Shochul, Rashi said, no, there were two different places where they would sit, two different roles, they would sit one inside the other. Like one platform inside another platform. Pomim Shahoyubo, Shishim Rebuya, Shishim Rebuya. Keflayim Ki Yetzim Mitzrayim. It fit twice as many people that went out of Yetzim Mitzrayim, twice as much as 600,000. Vahoyubo, Aleph Ayin, Kitadroya Shozov. It was. And had like 71 like chairs made out of gold. Keneged Ayin Aleph Shel Sanhedrin Gedela. Keneged the 71 that were part of the Sanhedrin Gedela. Kol Achas V'Yachas Eina P'chusa Mi'eschrim V'yechad Revuya Kikri Zov. Each one did not have less than 21,000 Kikri of gold. U'V'yomar Shel Eitz U'Bimar Shel Eitz B'yem Tziyusa. There was a bima made out of wood in the middle of it. V'chazon in the middle of the shul like. The Chazan HaKnesses Oymed Aleh, and the Chazan was standing in the middle of his bima. The Hasudrin Biyodu, and had like a handkerchief in his hand. The Chivrin Shegil Anas Homin, when it came with the Shlich Tzibul, it was like saying over Shemon Esrei, and it came time for the people to enter Homin, it was like the end of the Bracha, so everybody couldn't hear the Shlich Tzibul, it was such a big room, is Haloy Meneth Besudu, he would like shake the handkerchief. The Cholon Oymed Homin, the Cholom Oymed Onin, everybody would answer Homin, they would know that's the time he finished the Bracha. All right, the turnover. Right, so in the nerves, it was such a big shul there that not everybody could hear the Shliach Tzibur when he said over the Shemon Esrei. So therefore, they had to have signs to know when he finished the bracha that people could answer Amin. And even though you have to know on which bracha you're saying Amin on, they knew, like they followed and they knew, this is the first bracha Magen Avraham. They knew the second bracha, the third bracha. So they're following along. Even though they couldn't hear it, but they were following, they knew on which bracha they were saying Amen now. Flohoyu Yoshvin Mu'urvin, they did not sit together. El Zahavim Bifniyatzma, not everybody sat together. But the people that work with the gold, goldsmith, sat in one place. Tchsofim Bifniyatzma, people that work with silversmiths, sat by themselves. When Nefochim Bifniyatzma, the people that work with Nefochim Stam, blacksmiths sat by themselves, for tasiim b'fnayatzman, and the people that made with metalwork sat by themselves, ugardim b'fnayatzman, people that were weavers sat by themselves, When a poor person would come in there, he would know exactly which people to go to, like which people are doing which type of work, what their business is. He would go there, and from that he would get enough panasa to live from. He would have enough to feed his mishpacha from that also. So what it means to say, when the poor man came, so he knew exactly where to go to. Like the poor man, let's say he wanted to be a blacksmith. So he knew to which people to go to ask them to give them a job, and from them he got a job and was able to mafanas to support his family. If he wanted to be a goldsmith or to be a silversmith, he knew exactly which place to go, where to ask, to get like a job, and from that he had enough panosam to feed himself and to feed his whole mishpacha. Verse says, Omar Abaya, Abaya says, V'chulhu katlinu Alexandris muktim. Alexandris muktim killed out all these people. This Russia went to kill out everybody. My time, Yanshe, what was the chet that they did? Why did they deserve to all be killed out? Sumara says, Mishum di Avri Ahaikro. Because the Eden then, what being over this Avera, this Posik. The Posik says, Lo Yisifun Loshub Derechazir. Oid. You're not supposed to return back to this place. You're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim anymore. So since they came back to live in Mitzrayim, that was the chet, that's why they got all killed out. The inu hodr, and they did return to this place. That's why they got killed out. Mora says, Osui, ki osui, when he finally came in, this muktim, when he came, ashechtinu dehevikor b'sifro. He saw them reading from the pasuk that said like this, Yisa Hashem Alech, Hashem will bring Goyanashim Rochak from faraway place. Somewhere he said, this muktim said, like, I'm the nation coming to kill them out. He said like this, Hahu Gavri Boyle Mesa Safinto Biasar Yoima. Really should have taken us to journey 10 days with our ship. Delay Ziko the Osi Safinto Bechamisha Yoima. And now our ships, the wind was so good, took us so fast, we made it in 5 days. And since the strong winds came, the strong winds made it that we arrived in 5 days. So Morris says, Nofel Alai, he therefore fell upon them, the Katlinu, and killed them all out. In other words, as soon as he saw that they were saying the prophet that there will come a nation to kill them out, he saw he had the right to kill them out, so he was the one that went to kill them out now. Right then, says the Mishnah, B'moitzoy Yomtif, the end of the first day Yomtif, they made a big tikkun. So the more my tikkun go, what was the big tikkun they made? Omri Ablezer, Kiyoysa Shishin, like we learned. Chaloko Hoysav Rishoyna. At the beginning it was nice and smooth. Vekifu Gizustro. And he made it there wasn't any small anymore. In other words, the walls of the Ezras Noshim at the beginning were smooth. But later, they made it surrounded like with gallery. With Gizustras, with the projections. That was one takona they made. For his kino, they made another takona, Shiyo Noshim Yeshvas Mamalo, that the Ezras Noshim, the women, should be upstairs. Via Noshim Malmata. And the men, Beshasa Simcha Veshweva, should be downstairs. So Rashi learns Vekifu Gizustrios, Noisnan Zizim, so they made projections from the wall. Minha Kaisel Sav, the Sav of the Chol, Shona Mesad, Vinaisum Gutl, Luchim. But that was the place where the Noshim used to stay, the Shasta Simcha Veshweva. And from there they would see it. But later they made another takona that the women should be upstairs and the men downstairs. Now, Tana Rabbonim, we learned in a brace like this. But we showing at the beginning, the women would be inside. And the men would be dancing outside. And it came that the men and women were talking together. It came Kalash Rosh. It wasn't good. They lost the Yerushimayim. It says, Kino Shiyonoshim Yoshim Vachutz, that the Misaki and the women should be outside the Azara. And the men should be inside. For Yadayin Ho Yubon they Kalas Rosh, it still didn't help. They still came to look or watch and talk to one another with Kalas Rosh. And therefore, Eskinu, they finally made the final takono, Shiyonoshim Yoshivos Mamala. The women should be standing above. The Yanoshim Mulmata, and the men should be on bottom. For the Gemara Hechi Yobit Hochi, what did they do like this? I will see if the Pasuk says, Akol Bechsav Yadashem Ola Hiskil, that the way the Binyan based on Midish has to be, you can't change it. The way it's supposed to be, that's the way it is. We have no right to change the binyan. So how would you right here to build an Ezras Noshim like on top to keep the women on top and the men on bottom? So Amar Rav, Rav says, Kruash b'chul b'dorish. They found the posik and they dashin from the posik. So it's not pshat, they made up something new. They dashin the posik, that's why they were allowed to do it. So Rashi learns before me, b'fnim inside means b'ezras noshim. First they were standing, in, the women were standing in, the men were standing inside. And b'bachutz b'rechov shel harabayis, on the outside of the harabayis. So and then they switched around the other way, and then they switched the men downstairs and the women upstairs. So Kasha was, how can they change around the binyan based image? You know how to change it? The Teretz says, no, we found the posig and we dashed from this posig that you have a right to do this. Yeah, so the Mora goes on and says that Omar Rav Kro Askechu v'Dorish. They found the posik and they darshin. The posik says v'Sof Toharitz Mishpat.